want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
On your mark, get set, let's go. Let's go and impact Brevard County for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, this is Bob Arthurs. I'm pastor of Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. And we want to thank you for tuning in this morning to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE. Broadcast 8:30 of a morning to 5 o'clock of an evening right here on 91.5 FM. If you happen to miss the 8:30, you can also catch it at 10:30 over on WWBC 1510 AM. They have some FM frequencies that reach various sections throughout Brevard County that, you know, in the south, one signal on your tuning device will get you a stronger signal. In the center, you'll get a different signal. In the north, a third signal. And so we are thankful for the reach of the radio station that all of Brevard County is impacted by the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I also want to say thank you today to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. I've told you that they have done work on my house. They've done work on the church. Here a few weeks ago, I was off on a Friday. I had met with the folks from Jits Concrete, and they were looking to repair, or I was having them come out so that they could tell me how to repair something and another project that I would really like to work on. And then I had to run an errand. And I came back and I said, there's something that looks different about my yard. And in the little bit of time that I had been there, they had been there taking care of the landscaping and put some new mulch down, and it looked absolutely wonderful. And they were in, took care of what they were taking care of, and they were gone. And the only way that I knew that they had been there was because of the quality of their work. So if you need a landscaping company, I want to recommend to you Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281. They get you in touch with David. Dan is the person that I normally deal with. There's a lawn care division and a landscaping division. And they've got a website. You can also find them on Facebook. And you can see some of the pictures of what they are able to do. Their skill sets and their ideas may be something that haven't even crossed your mind yet. And so if you are of the mindset that, you know, summer's coming, I'm going to want to be outside more than what I have been, and I wonder what we could do to make our outdoor experience more aesthetically pleasing and more functional, call the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281. Instead of a vacation, you may end up with a staycation because of what a wonderful job they do on your lawn. So tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So on Friday's broadcast, we were talking about God changing the atmosphere, changing, you know, the spiritual climate, if you will. And today we're going to go back. We're going to look at one more passage here. And it's you'll see things from a slightly different perspective today, even though it's the same general truth, you'll see it from a different standpoint. Verse number 3 of Isaiah chapter 40. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. So, if you begin to look at this passage, you will see that this is a messianic prophecy concerning the time of Jesus, and that before Jesus' ministry is going to be launched, that the ministry of John the Baptist is going to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Not necessarily crying in the metropolitan areas or the cities or the walled villages. This was not going to be a voice that was coming to the people where it would just be another possibility or another option of a multitude of options that they may have concerning their day. This was coming in the wilderness or in the desert places. This was a place that as the voice began to cry out, people began to intentionally migrate to hear what was going on in the wilderness. There was a spiritual longing to have a spiritual word, a life-giving word, and so they go out, and here's John the Baptist, and his mission is this: prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. December of 1993, I was, to be honest with you, I had been caught unprepared by the invitation from WMIE to host this program at 8:30 of a morning. I'd got a phone call that had been unsolicited. It was a person who had heard me do a funeral, and this time slot had come open, and they said, I heard you do a funeral, and I believe that you have a word that Brevard County needs to hear. Well, that's great news. And so rather than automatically saying yes, I said, well, let me see what the board has to say, because it's not free. It's not free. But, you know, we've told God, we will do whatever you call us to do, but you've got to provide the laborers and you've got to provide the resources, but we will do it. And so I said, gentlemen, what do you think? There was all men on the board at the time, and I said, what do you feel like? And, you know, is this from God? And it was unanimous. They felt like it was a God opportunity for a God moment, and they stepped up and they said, we will fund. Now, we're not a rich church. There was a time just a few months after that where we didn't know if we were going to be able to continue financially, and someone miraculously showed up and made a donation that breathed life back into the situation. So that's the beginnings. That's almost 10 years ago. So I pray, we started the last week of October, and, And God gives me something to teach for the month of October and November. And I said, okay, God, what do you want me to teach in December? And he laid the word preparation on my heart. And I began to study the scriptures, and I found that God is not a God that is caught unawares. He is not someone who just acts or reacts spontaneously or reflexively. He's a God of preparation. In very minute detail. And month was going on and I was teaching, and by the way, it was a lot of work in a very short period of time, I was like radically transformed in my awareness of just how much preparation God does put into things. Prepare the way of the Lord. How much preparation are you putting in? You know, people say about pastoring, well, it must be great to only work one day a week, only to have to come up with a message for 30 or 40 minutes. I've had people that said, why do you work so hard pastoring a church of, you know, we're between 30 and 50, 30 and 60 people on any given Sunday. We got more people that attend than that, just they never all come at the same time. And I said, well, the reason that I work so hard is because I don't want it to stay a church that size. And so preparation is something that is essential, because when I stand up there, I want to be able to say that this is the word God has laid upon my heart and mean it. And that involves preparation. And whenever I launch into a new vein of study, which is coming up here in a few broadcasts, the preparation gets intense. There's hours and hours and hours. I don't remember who it was, but there was there have been preachers that the amount of preparation that they put into one sermon was 20 to 30 hours. And if you figure that times, you know, 2 to 3 messages a week, which is what I preached at one point in time, now that would seem like a vacation. that's funny. You can see there's a lot of preparation time that goes into this. We would prepare for a house to be built. We would prepare for school. We would prepare for work. We would prepare our clothing. We would prepare our meals. Why would we not prepare ourselves for the way of the Lord? Wouldn't it be in our best interest to make it as easy as possible for us to benefit from the presence of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the power of the Lord? We should be preparing. And I think that we should not only be preparing for what God wants to do in us, I think we need to be preparing ourselves to be able to handle the new realities that come when people start finding their way to hearing the voice of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And a desert is a place of intensity. It can also be a place of instability, because the sands are always shifting. Deserts are pretty arid regions. They're pretty dry. And even if you find yourself in a dry season right now, where there is not much in the way of natural resources that would be able to sustain your life for a long period of time, God knows exactly where you are, and he's got a highway that he can get to you right where you are. Now, I have a modern perspective on highways in that highways are, they generally have limited access. I don't know if you've ever had to drive past where you were wanting to go because there wasn't an exit ramp where you were wanting to go, and then you had to backtrack back the other direction. But it's because there's limited access. I believe that it would be in our best interest when we create a highway for God that it would be like the high occupancy lanes over on I-4 or down in South Florida or up in Jacksonville, where there's only a certain type of vehicle that is allowed on that stretch of road. And in this place, we are preparing a highway for God, the one who created heaven and earth. So he created each and every atmosphere, and he's got a way that he can come to us and meet us where we are, even if it is in a desert place. Every valley shall be exalted or filled in and brought up. Every mountain and hill brought low. Those two things can be complementary of one another. Where do you get the materials to fill in the valley? Well, you get it from the mountain that you're wanting to bring low. I saw something, a little video. I haven't taken the time to look it up to, you know, confirm its authenticity. So I'm just going to put it out there. You know, this is what I saw. This is what I read, but it's not anything I've been able to confirm yet. And so if it's not true, it's still a good story that there was a person who lived in this village and his wife was sick, and there was a mountain that was in between where his wife, where his infirmed wife was and where medical care was. And it was a very long journey back when transportation was not easy, and his wife did not survive the journey. She was not able to get to the medical care that she needed. And the husband was extremely motivated that the village he lived in should never have to experience that again. And so with him and his hand tools, he set out to carve a path in the mountain that there would be a road that where the sick were, that they could get to the medical care that they needed. And it took him a long, long, long time. But eventually he succeeded. And instead of it being, you know, a huge number of miles, it ended up being a very short journey because he simply got the mountain out of the way. And I think that you and I need to do that. We're not here to create stumbling blocks. We're here to remove stumbling blocks. We're here so that people who need to hear about Jesus can hear about Jesus. So it may not be a physical mountain that we need to take out of the way. Sometimes it may be setting aside our agenda, setting aside something that we like, laying down our lives, if you will, to make sure that they have easy access to the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except by them. People need to hear about Jesus. So, it says, the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The result of preparing the way for the Lord is that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, not to just a select few, but that everyone would be able to see that Jesus is glorified. They don't just need to hear about God. They need to see God at work in your life and in my life. Okay? So we need the presence of God. We need the Word of God. We need the glory of God. You know, there are too many people who have looked at Christians and said, they're doing all of the same things that I am doing. What do I need God for if they're doing the same things that I'm doing? And I will tell you, I think that it is time for us to come to an understanding of the holiness of God again, especially in these last days that we are living in, where God is public enemy number one to a large extent. And I don't want to be ashamed of God. I want people to behold God in his glory and in his wonder and in his majesty. So go on down to verse number 6. It says, all flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. What this is describing here is that everything that people see, everything that looks like it has beauty to it, that with just a breath of the Lord, that thing is removed, and it's only a memory after that. Our existence here on earth is fleeting at best. I mean, it is even when you start talking about a person who lives 80 years or 90 years or 100 years, that is a very short period of time compared with eternity. And so you and I need to realize that a breath from God and boom, we're a vapor. We're a vapor. And so we need to realize the fleeting aspect of life. You can't even look and say, well, I'm only a teenager. I've got, you know, 50 good years left before I have to decide for Jesus. Do you really want 50 years of misery? 50 years of strife and discord and frustration? I don't. I want as little misery in my life as I can possibly have. So a lot of times, people spend their entire lives chasing after the things that this world has to offer. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Who shall we marry? What house are we going to live in? You know, a lot of times people are highly motivated to fund building programs and things like that. And as long as that building program is about ministry, I've got no problem with it. I've got no problem spending money when it is going to help people to get to know Jesus better. I got no problem with it at all. But I'm not into spending things on making a priority out of something that is going to be very fleeting. In the midst of all of this that cannot withstand the breath of God, Isaiah 40 concludes verse number 8 with this statement. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. If you remember, we've already talked about the breath of God, all scripture in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So when God breathes, the word of God is still going to be standing. So at Merit Assembly of God, we're not opposed to making things look nice, but we're much more concerned with functionality than something that is going to be super ornate or anything like that. We want things to look nice. We want things to be comfortable. But please understand, the most important thing is that the word of God goes forth. There's no substitute for the presence of God. There's no substitute for the word of God. There's no counterfeit for the love of God or the peace of God that surpasses understanding. People, when people come to church, they need to encounter the God who's not only God of the mountain, but he's also God of the valley. He's the God in the city, but he's also the God in the wilderness. He's God when there's plenty of rain, and he's God in the desert as well. If you and I will prepare the way for him, he's going to come in his majesty. He's going to come in his glory. He's not going to come in a secret manner. He's coming so that all the flesh shall be able to see him. He's coming with a word of life, a word of truth, a word that can cause you to have an entirely different eternity than you would have had Jesus not showed up on the scene. If you're listening this morning and you have been running from God, I want to encourage you, stop running from him and start running to him. You will find that his arms are wide open, ready to welcome you, ready to breathe on your problems and watch those problems one by one begin to fade so that the word of God will stand like a shining testimony. God, I pray for those who may be have run from you, God, today, that they will prepare a way for you to come into their heart and life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, because you want to live inside of us. You have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.